that these wonderful promises of God are available to you and to me freely, not based upon our performance nor upon our merits in life or in this world, but based completely upon His own purposes of grace and love extended to you. And we all know that verse, everyone in this room, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That was the Son who was ever in the bosom of the Father. He knows what that bosom, how wonderful that bosom is. A bosom is a wonderful place. It's the nearest place to the heart. The nearest place to the heart. The mother takes a baby and puts it right in her bosom. The nearest place to her heart. And the baby gets to know the sound of the heartbeat. Knows the mother's heartbeat. And how wonderful that that one who was in the bosom of the Father is the one who willingly laid down His life that we might enjoy and have His life eternal. And where is life eternal going to be fully enjoyed? Right here in the Father's house. What more sweet place, what more wonderful place to enjoy fellowship with divine persons than right at home. Right at home. And that's the place the Lord Jesus has gone to prepare for us. He finished the work at Calvary. He finished all the work to make us suitable for that place. One thing's left. If you've trusted Him as Savior, and you know that you have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ, one thing's left. He's coming again. He's promised He's coming. He's promised He's going to take us from this scene that is so opposed to the name of the Lord Jesus, as we heard today. He's going to take us to the place where that name is everything. There's no other name up there. Just think of that. You're not going to have big sports figures, great rock stars. You're not going to have any of this up there. It's all Him. The Son is everything in that place. Here's a little tiny bit of us meeting in a room for a conference. And just think, there's multitudes out here around us driving down the roads and looking for fun, having no interest in this name nor in this place. But isn't it wonderful that God has worked in your heart, in my heart, to give us a desire, an appetite for Him, for His things, His promises, His home? This is God. That's our God. That's how great His love is. That He would desire that we would be with Him and enjoy what He enjoys. So what's His home like? What's His house like? You know, I think a brother one time spoke of it. He tried to picture this house as different parts of a house. But I think that's kind of hard, because it's a magnificent thought. The Father's house. It's not just structure we're talking about, and framework and block and concrete. That's not at all what this is about. This is an eternal home. A home that doesn't have a beginning. It doesn't have an ending. All the houses that we live in, the mortar starts to crack, the plaster starts to crack. Things need constantly to be upgraded, changed, replaced. But this home is changeless, just like the one who enjoys it, changeless. And He is the center of all things. The Son in the Father's home is the center of all the enjoyment. So just think, this home must be pretty large. Just think how many saints there are. And there's many abodes, and some have given the idea that there's an abode for all the various companies. All the various companies that will be able to enjoy it. And so I just think, there's Old Testament saints. Just think, there are those that never could grasp or comprehend what we enjoy today. Their minds just don't have the ability to understand. And I believe there may well be an abode for such. The blood of the Lord Jesus has made provision for those that don't have the capacity to believe like we have understood today. The retarded, and such as this. What about all those aborted children that men thought there was no need for, or women thought there was no need for? Well, the Lord, that was life from God. And therefore, it's wonderful that this Father's house has many abodes And yet there's a place prepared for us. The assembly. The assembly. And where is the assembly's place? Well, I'm just saying this. I believe it's very near the Son. We, the assembly, are the one who's spoken of as the Lamb's wife, the bride. That's the nearest place of affection and intimacy and nearness. And that's a place that has been given to us all by grace. All by grace. So what are we going to do in this home? Are there a bunch of lounge chairs there and just sit around and please yourself? We're worshipers. He's made us to be worshipers. We're going to be forever. I don't think it means we're just going to be sitting in one spot doing one thing only for eternity. But we've been made worshipers. And what will we be doing? We'll be to the praise of the glory of His grace. We will be constantly a company that will be bringing praise to God for His wondrous grace, His wondrous thoughts of love. So may the Lord encourage us to know this one better, the Son of the Father, as we heard, that we might know better what that home is like where we're going. Because no one knows that home like the Son. I believe we have a hymn like that. How blessed a home, the Father's house. The Son alone knows it best. And He's sharing it with us. He wants us, just like we've learned about Him today, He wants us to enjoy Himself. And you know, if we enjoy Him and get to know Him, we'll know what that home is like. Because that home is no different than the ones who live there. So if we get to know Him, we will know what this home, this house is like. So may God bless His Word, and may God not allow anyone here who is still hesitating, halting between two opinions, as one said, first of all, in coming to the Lord Jesus, and second of all, in living for Him. There's no need to halt between two opinions. Because one opinion says, this world is home. The other opinion says, that is my home. Don't halt. Don't kind of be, you know, a halt. To halt is to stop, not really go fully. Don't be like that. Let us go forward in faith, following this one who has loved us unto death and risen. He's risen from among the dead. Follow Him closely, keeping our eyes closely fixed on Him, and we will be changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He will do this work to fashion us more like Himself. The Lord Jesus will accomplish this work by the Spirit, will fashion us more like Himself, and one day soon, when we're caught up to meet Him in the air, He's going to change these bodies. He will change us completely and make us suitable in every way for that scene above, for that home above. He will make us suitable completely for that place. And so may the Lord help us to really lay into these things with our hearts, cleave unto the Lord with purpose of heart, that we might enjoy what He is presently enjoying, and we might long to be with Him where He is. God bless you.